Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Friday broadcast for April the 10th. It is a great joy to be with you today. And I praise the Lord. Well, sometimes I try a little song on Friday, and we'll try this. And this has been used more of a kid's song, but I still sing it every once in a while, and I love it. All right, I just titled it the ABC song. God gave me this about 34 years ago. So anyway, I appreciate the song. You pray as I try to sing it. I hadn't sung this in a while, so we'll see how it goes here on the radio. A is for atonement, B is for the blood, C is for Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord. D is for destruction, descending on the world. E is for eternity that we're looking for. Now F is for our faith in God, and G stands for His grace. H is for the times I've been in His hiding place. I is for the great I am, and J, Jehovah God. K is for the King of Kings, and L is for our Lord. M is for His mighty hand, and N will never die. O is for the open door I have in Jesus Christ. P is for His wonderful power, and Q, He's quickened me. R is for redemption, and S, security. Now T is for the trouble that He's led me through. The unity we have together that takes care of you. Now V is for the victory that my Lord does give. And W's for waiting on Him while my life I live. Now there is no X with our God, no mistakes does He make. And Y is He's God forever and from yesterday. And Z, it stands for my zeal that I have down here while I live by faith in God and do His blessed will. Well, Lord gave me that song many years ago, and people's used it, and you can sing it. I don't care what you do with it. I walked in a place one day, and a young lady had some music to it. I heard something playing on the piano. I said, that's my song. Amen. And that you don't know how that blessed me. I appreciate it. Amen. I thank God. Brother Doug Bale up there, he was in Madisonville at the time, and Brother Doug Bale, his daughter was playing it on the piano there. I walked into Island Ford Baptist Church, and you'll never know what a blessing that was. And I, you know, God gave me that little song. I said, I ain't going to sing that. And God said, well, if you don't sing it, said, I won't give you another one. And I sung it, buddy. Amen. All right, let's go back to our message on God. But God is still in the business of doing right. And doing, you know why? Because God is bountiful. Brother, God's got enough to supply your need. Don't you worry about that. You say, preacher, I just don't know where our finances are coming from. Well, are you tithing? Are you giving to the church? Amen. If you're not, now's the time. Amen. Now's the time to do that. I remember several years ago, I was trying to help some people and trying to do some counseling with them and a family, and we was going along pretty good until we got into the thing of tithing and giving. And when we did that, and the young lady, not the man, but the young lady spoke up. She said, I'm sorry, preacher. Said we don't, or she said, well, preacher, we don't do it that way. And brother, from that point on, it drove a nail into that conversation. When she said, we don't do it, listen, you can't do it any other way but God's way. If you don't do it God's way, it won't work. Amen. But let me tell you something. God is bountiful. If you give and do what God tells you to do, God will bless you. God is bountiful. I've seen this old ministry come from nothing. $700 in a coffee can. I mean, back years ago, we'd have a sheriff on, and on the radio, $25 gifts. Now we have it. It blows my mind. $1,000 gifts. $5,000 gifts. Amen. Comes in. I mean, it blows my mind. Little old country preacher. But you know what? God is bountiful. And I don't know how many times me and some other men, we've quoted Luke 6:38 about, you know, give and it shall be pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. I mean, we've quoted that verse and used that verse. I've honestly seen that verse come to pass. Amen. I remember one time my mama said to me, Ricky, she said, we got more food than we know what to do with. My Uncle Bob had come down and got sick with cancer, and we took him part of that food. We wouldn't have no need for it. Amen. God had blessed us so richly. Amen. I mean, listen, brother, I just want you to understand that God is bountiful today. The Bible said in the book of Philippians, of course, God talking to the Philippian church about missions, but he said, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory." You see, God's rich far beyond this world. As you say, "Preacher, I just can't get what I need." God can. God give you what you need. Now, God may not give you your wants. If I prayed for $1 million today, I'd be out of the will of God. I don't need to pray for that, but I just pray God meet the need when it does come. Amen. Oh, let me say, can I say God is to be praised today? I'm talking about God. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God is to be praised. It don't hurt you to lift your hands and say hallelujah. The Bible said lift your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. There again we come to this part of shyness. Now by the way, everybody's not going to act the same way. And by the way, I think there is a lot of things done for show in a church. I think there's a lot of worked up emotionalism. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested when the true worshipers worship. And a lot of times when the Holy Spirit's in a place, it'll just be real quiet. Nothing will be moving. It'll just be real quiet like. Amen. But I tell you, the praises of God will ring. Somebody in the choir may say hallelujah. Somebody may say glory to God. Listen, it's not about you. It's not about your mama. It's not about this and that. We have testimonies, and some preachers won't even call for testimonies nowadays because the garbage it's given. Amen. Some fellow's going to have a vision or a dream or talk about how good a saint his mama was. It ain't about me, and it ain't about you. You know, we begin to realize this thing ain't about us. This radio ministry ain't about me. You see, it ain't big enough for me and God both. And it's about God. And God's going to get the glory. Amen. It's about God. I mean, God, my friend, God is to be praised. Amen. I'm not to be praised. Nowhere in this Bible does it say Ricky Cothran's supposed to be praised. People said, "Oh, preacher, you're a good preacher." Well, listen, give the glory to God. God's good to let me preach. I'm not a good preacher. God's good to let me preach. Say, "Preacher, you got a good radio voice." Well, no. God's been good to let me have a radio voice. Amen. God has been good to this preacher. I thank God for it. Amen. Somebody contacted me one day, and a dear lady, and I was honored that she contacted me. She said, "I'm going to make a movie." And she said it was a documentary about something, and it was a historical thing. And she said, "Sir," she said, "I've heard you on the radio. Contact me from New York City." I wasn't even on the radio in New York City. And she contacted me, listening on the radio, listening on one of the stations from New York City on the internet. And she contacted me. And she said to me, she said, would you be willing to narrate my movie?" She said, "I've heard your radio voice." I told her, "So, ma'am, I just really don't have time." And I don't. I don't have a lot of time. Amen. I'm busy. I'm trying to preach. I want to get people saved by the grace of God. Nothing wrong with narrating a clean historical documentary about something, but I just didn't have to. But here's the thing about that: it's God. If you got a talent to sing, it's God. If you got a talent to play the instrument, you ought to be praising God for it. Not you. It ain't you. You ought to give God the glory. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Why, lift your hands and praise Him. It'd do you good to say hallelujah right where you are. It'd do you good just, by the way, this toe-tapping, hand-clapping, tongue-whacking crowd, I want to say something about that. They don't have a monopoly on praising God. Amen. I'm an old saint of God, and I believe in praising God. I believe in just shouting every once in a while. I believe in saying glory to God. I believe in saying hallelujah. I believe in doing it right. I tell you, some of the best meetings I ever had just been me and God. I remember one night I was praying. God came to me where I was. Boy, me and God had a time for a long time. I love those times. I long for those times. God is to be praised. And I've already said this, but God is to be preached. Oh, you know what every preacher ought to be doing? Preaching about Jesus Christ. Every preacher, your main goal. You shouldn't preach to, quote unquote, lay it on them, or I'm going to get them with this sermon. No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. You ought to preach. By the way, we should never preach a sermon in a church so that we can go back and preach again. He said, "Well, if I preach this sermon, I'll get to go back and preach again." Well, I tell you what, I don't preach that way. We ought to be preaching about God. We ought to have something real. When people turn the radio on, they want a real preacher. They want an honest preacher. They want somebody that loves God. They want something real. People looking for something real. Amen. God is a God to be praised. He's a God to be praised. He's a God to be feared. Did you know that? God is a God. You say, "Preacher, I don't have to be afraid of God." You better be afraid of God. You better be afraid to talk about God. You know, I think about those little children over there in Elisha's day, and the Bible called them little children. They came out and they mocked Elisha's bald head. Where did they learn that? They learned that at home. They learned no fear. You know what our kids are learning today? Don't fear God. Why, they've watched so much movie and so much fire and these movies and so much this and that and dark mess and played on these phones. I'm telling you, the all sense of reality is gone from these kids. The devil likes that because if he can get them doing that, he'll get it in their mind, the Lord ain't coming back. Why, the rapture seems small to some of these games and stuff, to some of these kids that they play. But let me tell you, Jesus is coming, and he's a God to be feared. And I tell you, you will fear God one day. The Bible said every knee should bow, and every tongue confess God is a God to be feared. Then I want to say God's a God to be trusted. God is a God to be trusted. How about that? Boy, I tell you what, my trust is in God. My hope ain't in man. Why, brother, man will let you down. Man will lie you. Man will con you. Man will manipulate you if you let him. Man is wicked. Did you know that? Why, brother, I hate to say it. There are some preachers, and they'll be your friend as long as you're in their little mold, do what they want you to do. And when you don't serve their purpose anymore, that's not true friendship. That's ungodliness and wickedness is what that is. Amen. But I tell you what, brother, God is the one I can trust. God said, don't put the middle verses of your Bible said, don't put your trust in men. Don't put your trust in princes. That's chief men. Somebody said, preacher, it's who you know. Well, not in this world. It's who you know in God. I've been trusting him since 1978. I trust him with my life. I trust him that night. And then I trust him with my income. I turned my check in at 40-year-old and went to work for this ministry. I've trusted God. Never missed a meal. God's people has helped me all across this country. And I've tried my best to preach the Word of God. I'm honored to be, I guess you'd say, full-time in the ministry. I never wanted to do anything else but preach and to work for God, really. And I'm glad God's given me that to do. And God, my friend, is to be trusted. Why, brother, when God tells me to do something in prayer, we had a project the other day, and we announced it. And boy, the devil kicked me over that. And he said, man, people think you're on the radio just for money. And you know, we announced that, and it wasn't a few days later till a man called me. It was a radio project. We was going to take on some more stations. And a man called me, going to put me on the radio free of charge. How about that? In one of them. So listen, you get one blessing after another. When you follow God and you trust God, God will bless you more. The Bible said, my friend, but without faith it is impossible to please him. You can't please God without faith. You can't please God without trusting in him. Somebody said, I'd be afraid to trust that. Well, you see, you've got your mind too much in this world. But I want my mind to be in the other world. I'm not talking about foolishness now, but I'm talking about he's a God that can be trusted. Hard times, good times. Can I say this, my friend? He's a God to be loved. I am not only God loves me, but I'm to love God. You know why I go to church on Sunday morning? Not because I'm afraid my preacher will call me up, but I go to church because I love him. I love God. You know why I go to church on Sunday night? I love him. I love God. You know why I read my Bible? Because I love him. You know why I pray? Because I love him. You know why I come and preach and do his work? Because I love him, God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. God is to be loved. Hallelujah. Ain't that great? God is to be loved. Amen. Can I say this? God's to be feared. God's to be trusted. God's to be preached. God's to be praised. God's to be loved. Can I say God's to be obeyed? Listen, you ought to get, somebody said, you ought to be the man in your life that God never had to tell you had to do something but one time. Whoa, ain't that good? That's good right there. Can I say God is to be worshipped? And you worship God. Worship is kind of the overview of all of it. I pay my tithes to God because I'm worshiping him. Amen. I go to church to worship God. I sing to worship God. I preach and teach to worship God. God is to be worshipped. Not any other gods. Not there's no other gods to compare with him. You know, remember the book of Kings, the Bible said that they learned the ways of God, and then they cleaved to the ways of their gods. That's the way a lot of people do. They want the ways of their gods and the ways of God, but no, I just want God. Amen. He's worthy of it all. Then I want to say this to you. God is faithful. Have you ever thought about God not being faithful? Now, brother, me and you are unfaithful. Well, friend, we come to the end of the broadcast, come to the end of the Friday broadcast today. Remember, some of these stations carry our 30-minute weekly broadcast. Please pray for our weekly broadcast in our newest station out in Omaha, Nebraska, and continue to pray about the Reaching America Project. If you'd like to give toward that, then you pray about it. May God bless you until Monday is my prayer.
Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawther, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.